Hello, friends. I apologize for not posting very often. I keep saying I'm going to, and then I don't. There's been a lot of crazy bullshit happening in my life lately. Maybe I'll make an episode talking about it someday. I don't know. But today, you're in for a special treat, because today I have a guest with me. The guest is my best friend of 12 years. We've known each other since we were 8. His name is Dennis, otherwise known as my Ferned. He also calls me Ferned. That's just a nickname we have for each other, just so you know what Ferned means. We kind of just hit record and started talking, so there's no, like, solid beginning or ending here, so that's why the editing is a little choppy, because there's some parts that I decided to cut out for, like, privacy and, like, interesting reasons. Anyway, I'm gonna stop talking. I hope you enjoy, have fun listening, and yeah, bye-bye.
And I haven't learned in any kind of languages or anything like that. I'm bad at learning.
You're bad at learning.
I've tried really hard too. Like I think I tried to learn French at one point.
Why French?
I don't fucking know. I did learn that you can just say things, like, really weirdly and in a slight French accent, and it kind of sounds like French.
Prove it.
French donkey.
Shut up.
Do it.
No, there's the...
French donkey.
Here, and then dans le sang mon cœur le pas. And see right there? I didn't say shit.
But it sounded,
you know what,
like
I said?
What?
Dinosaur monkey lamp. That was it. You like,
you could have said it French.
You can just say words.
You just say words. You can bullshit your way through,
yeah,
French. That reminds me of a clip I saw.
I know nothing about languages, but I know how to do it.
There we go. No, instead of learning Spanish, you're just going to be like, oh, blah, blah, blah. You're just going to make it up as you go along. That reminds me of a clip I saw on YouTube. It was a clip of Family Guy, and one of the characters had, like, a beret or something, and he goes up to a French guy in a French restaurant, and he's like, scusi, boopity-boopity.
Boopity-boopity? It was an Italian guy, but yeah.
Oh, Italian, sorry.
Boopity-boopity. I watch that scene. I watch Family Guy, it makes sense. But...
And he starts, like, getting really mad. He's like, dude, you're not Italian, just be... Well,
but then he's actually having a conversation with him anyways.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was like, no, I got this. Bibbidi-bobbidi. And then he says something in Italian, and then, like, something real. And he's like...
No, I think he was pissed
doing?
Off. I think
yeah.
he was, like, pissed
was,
off. Like, what the
three,
fuck are you
there
saying?
There's three characters.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. He might have been pissed off, or he might have actually having... been having it.
No, I think the Italian guy was getting offended, and he was like, what the fuck are you saying to me, bro?
I wouldn't know. He was speaking Italian.
Exactly. He's like, che cosa? Which means, what?
Okay. Well, in that case, it's probably more towards that side, yeah. I completely misinterpreted that scene.
I thought they were speaking French.
Sign language?
Do you think Italian sign language is like...
Oh my god.
Do you think Italian sign... Half the words are just like the Italian pinch. Like they just do this and
I
they just understand.
So. I'm pretty sure... Isn't sign language just... Is it like a universal...
No, thing? There's ASL, there's BSL for British, there's...
Oh.
I think most countries have their own.
I thought... I could have sworn that most of them, don't they just do ASL?
I think ASL is, like, the most common because America's got main character syndrome. We're the main character of this anime.
For Rizzle.
Uh-huh.
I hate that I say that now. Like, not unironically, but sometimes I just say it now.
You say what?
For Rizzle.
For Rizzle. For Rizzle. For Shizzle, for Rizzle.
It's so stupid.
It's okay. For I mean, Rizzle. I started saying lit and pog.
Pog. Like, lit is kind of funny, but, like, pog, oh my god, that's gross. Pogs. Pog chump mom.
Poggers. I don't know why, but poggers sounds like a slur to me. That sounds like something you'd scream at, like, a gay kid in elementary Pogger. School. Hey, Pogger!
So stupid.
Imagine if they're British. God. Hey, Pogger! That was more Australian.
Oi, Pogger!
Oi, Pogger! You gonna eat some fish and chips late tonight? Go drink some tea? Go drink some tea?
Here's some fish and chips and crumpets and shit.
Oh, Shane Dawson, that's what it was.
Yeah, that was
yeah, yeah, this One Direction video. You wanna go eat some fish and chips and crumpets?
He says, and shit afterwards.
And shit!
I'm gonna eat some fish and chips and crumpets and shit.
This is riveting content.
I got my family a Switch. It's going pretty great. Oh. Oh my god, I didn't tell you. So I'm going up north. I'm not gonna explain, like, where I'm going, but, like, do they know where we are?
I don't really. I avoid mentioning places.
Location? Okay.
Yeah, don't mention location. Use as little names as
possible. I'm going up north to a cabin. And, because my boss... I am cook. And my
Dennis
boss
is a cook.
Opening up a second restaurant.
Oh!
Up north. And we're going up there to, like, help out with a bunch of stuff. It's not paid, but, like, we're all, like, really happy to do it because... She's finally got the place up and running.
Hell yeah. Is this her second restaurant?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So this is, like, the second one. And, like, we might go up every once in a while to either help out with, like, certain events or whatever else that she's doing up there. But it's, like, how did she say it? So do you know what a dive bar is? It's kind of just, like, a shitty bar. And, it's made that way. And, like, there's more to the definition of a dive bar
Isn't it, like, the shit you see in movies where people, like, going nuts and, like, throwing shit and, like,
kind getting of, fights? But it's less of that and more just, like, that setting. Okay. I mean, I'm sure that does happen.
I'm sure. Every bar has, like, some asshole.
Yeah, yeah. But, anyway, she described what she's making as an upscale dive bar.
Oh, so it's not just another...
Yeah. Huh?
It's not just another...
No. It's just, he was mentioning the brand of the restaurant that I was in. He thought that it was, like, another one of the restaurant
so
that
she's
I
not
at.
Duplicating no, your restaurant.
It's
she's making a whole
it's,
new
it's
restaurant.
It's a whole other thing that okay. she's doing, yeah. And, yeah, I'm going up there for 3 days, and we're staying at, like, this cabin up, and it's, like, above the big water.
Big water. Am I supposed to know where that is?
I feel like you should.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know where it is. It's, like, way above there and everything.
Damn, that's a long drive, dude.
Yeah, it is. I think it's gonna be, like, 5 hours.
Jesus Christ.
But, yeah, we're leaving. It's the 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Damn, and it's not paid.
No,
it's
not.
You're just going on your own
accord. We're just going up there because it's going...
That sounds
fun. Well, like, she's paying for the cabin and, like, probably some other stuff for
okay.
our stay. But,
so it's, like, volunteer work.
Yeah, yeah, kind of. But, yeah, we're going up there to help with, like, cooking and stuff because, like, grand opening is hopefully going to be fucking huge. Yeah. And, yeah, I'm fucking excited because, like, this is going to be dope as hell.
Is there any reason why she chose to put it 5 hours away?
Yes, but I won't go into that. Okay. It's like she knows that area and, like, there was a place that used to be open that is called the same name that she's naming this place. So it's kind of, like, sentimental.
Oh, like, naming after it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
She should add Junior or something after it. I don't know what the name's called.
That would be
kind of
cute.
That would be kind of cute. And, like, whatever mascot or, like, did they have, like, art associated with it?
Oh.
Like how McDonald's has, like, the M?
Eh. Kind of.
They should
really.
Make, like,
it's
a
not...
cutesy version of it.
Yeah, that would be kind of funny.
Yeah, you should suggest it to her. And then
let
me take
all
the credit.
It's too late for suggestions.
Nah, it's too late. No. No.
It's too late for suggestions.
No.
She's already got things printed up and, like,
I don't care.
The place is almost fully open. But, like, she's showed me pictures of this place. like, from start to finish of them changing it, it looks fucking awesome now.
Yay.
In comparison to the shitty place it used to be. Like, they knocked out part of a wall to make, like, a food window.
Nice.
It was kind of cool. Yeah, so they could, like, put food there when it's done and everything. But, yeah, it's sweet. Their whole main purpose isn't just food, but Lacey is master chef, and it's fucking, like, it's gonna be really fucking cool up there. And, like, all of the food that she's gonna make and everything is still gonna be fancy and gay, because fancy food is great.
Fancy food.
I think that she's got this burger called just a smash burger.
That sounds sexual.
No, it's because you take the onions and you literally just it into the burger while it's cooking. It's like an actual method of cooking it, so that they kind of saute into the burger.
Cook into it. Like, absorbs the juices and whatnot. Saute isn't necessarily absorbs the word. Seasoning and whatnot.
Yay. It's fucking cool.
That is cool.
I just went on my own little tangent about this restaurant that nobody knows where it is anymore.
It's okay.
Or anything, but yeah.
No, it's fine.
It's fucking cool. Something just happened, like, a day or two ago. That was fucking hilarious.
What happened a day or two ago?
I was scaring people.
How are you scaring people?
I was just jump scaring them. I was just, throughout the day, periodically, I would come up behind people and just, how I scare people. Like, the best way I've found so far...
Were you doing it on purpose?
Is it... Oh, yeah. That's what I meant.
You're such a dick.
Yeah, it was fun. The best way to scare people I've found so far is to come up next to people. And if they don't notice you behind them... Like, you don't even have to touch them, but get, like, really close next to their head. And then just very quietly... Boo.
Boo.
It's fucking terrifying, apparently, because every single time I do it, they're just like, oh my god, what the fuck?
You know what I think? I don't think it's the fact that you said boo, I think it's because the 6'5 monster of a man is right behind them.
No, it's literally just the noise, because something that close, like, imagine that next year.
Oh.
Like, it's so...
Because you're getting so close to
it. Yeah, it's so, like, quiet and deep, but also, like, it's not gonna, like, fuck
register.
Up your hearing or anything, so it sounds like it's in your head, almost. Like,
you're gaslighting people into thinking they're, like, schizophrenic or some shit.
And then I'm behind them, and yes, I'm fucking huge, so... yeah, they're fucking terrified. I did it to my boss. I walked up behind them, like, boo. And then she's like, oh my fucking dead ass! You can't do that!
Aren't you afraid of someone punching you in the face?
Nah. Like, well, maybe Daniel. But I can't really do it to him. Like, he's already used to it. He might grow.
That's funny. You done it to Mason?
No, he fucking stabbed me.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I don't fuck with Mason. The only time that I've ever gotten close to fucking with Mason was around Christmas time, and we were joking for a while that we were gonna put... So, Mason is a hot dude. I'm just gonna say it. Mason's kind of a hot-looking dude.
Oh, he's attractive?
Oh, yeah. You haven't been there, so you don't know what Mason looks like. He's, like, 30 years old. He looks 30 years old, but he's got, like, the body of an 80-year-old. It's, like, crumbling at every point.
But he's hot.
Yeah, but he's a hot guy.
He's hot, but, like...
He's got smexy beard and everything, and, like, the whole fucking thing going on.
Like, 5 o'clock shadow type.
It's pretty great, yeah. So Mason's attractive, right? His station is right out front.
Uh-huh.
Like, people can watch him doing whatever he has. He's got, like, a glass little thing around the station. People can just, like, go up and watch what he's doing. It's pretty cool.
And what is he doing?
Mason's normally chopping stuff. Or, like, prepping things. He's making sauces and whatever else. But the interesting things that people like to watch is... Mason has been a cook since, like, forever. And he's able to, like, speed chop an onion.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's pretty fucking great. And, like, people like watching him just, like, chop shit or tear apart, like, meat. And just, like, cut stuff and whatever. And normally it's either... It's either old ladies or just, like, straight-up MILFs.
Straight-up MILFs.
And every time, Mason gets so uncomfortable.
Wait, because they're flirting with him?
Or, like, they're trying to talk to him or whatever. That. Oh, my God. What are you doing?
Oh, my God. He just bent over and wiggled his boobs.
They're just, oh, my God, what are you making?
What are you making?
And then it's, like, leaning over, like, practically...
They're propping their tits on the table.
Yeah, just like not okay.
This poor man.
We were joking around Christmas time with him.
Oh, no.
That we should put the mistletoe above his station.
No.
And like I just wouldn't fucking stop. And like he said if I see it there, I'm burning it. And I'm just like. And so what we ended up doing was we didn't put it above his station, but we put it, like, behind it. So it was, like, up in this, like, little corner area that nobody would actually stand.
Yeah.
But then I walked over to Mason, and I was like, hey, Mason, come here. I need you to stand right here. And he was like, what are you doing? But he did it. I never thought he was gonna do it.
Do what?
He stood under the mistletoe. And I was standing under the mistletoe, and I was just, like, joking with him. And I was like, hey, Mason... look up. and then he was like, what the fuck? And then he went back to his stage and was like, which knife you want to kiss, Dennis?
Which knife do you want to kiss?
I thought
you were going to say he actually kissed you.
No, that would have been a whole different story.
Oh my God.
But no, it was just fucking hilarious. My manager was there watching the whole thing, too. It's fucking great.
God. Your job sounds fun. I wish I had fun at my jobs.
I love my job.
God.
All the people there are fucking cool as hell, too. Like,
yeah,
for the
it
most
sounds
part.
Like it.
It is new guy, though. He's kind of strange, but, like, he's trying. He just has mental health problems and stuff, and he's not, like, good with them yet.
Like, what flavor of mental health problem? Like, is he angry? Is he socially inept? Is he...
He has social issues, but, like, he's a dishwasher, so that doesn't really come into play much.
Okay.
But, like, we joke around a lot at work, and sometimes he just doesn't get that. I'm not saying that I don't like this guy, but also I think he has a past with, like, drugs and stuff as well, and he has health issues, and, like, sometimes it's just weird to watch. Like, he'll be gripping his chest or something just like this, like, with, like, a claw, and he's like... Like, it's just like, oh my God, dude, are you okay? And he's like, yeah, I'll be fine. I'm just like, are you sure?
What do you mean you'll be fine?
Like,
are you good,
like,
bro?
Like, he said before that he can feel his organs, and I'm just like, are you good, bro? How are you okay? Like,
what do you mean by feel your organs?
I don't know. This guy is strange, but he's, like, cool 90% of the time. It's just, like, this weird 10% that comes out at random fucking moments. And then we're just like, what are you, really? What the fuck is going on here, Tyler, if that is your real name?
Jesus Christ.
Like, I don't know. It's just kind of strange. Like, it's...
I can feel
again. I'm not judging him or anything,
no.
But like I can't.
He sounds kind of weird.
Yeah,
like,
it's
like kind of
strange
weird.
To watch.
Like
but like the other 90% of the time, completely normal dude. He likes video games and
hell
like
yeah.
Whatever else, and like yeah, he's cool to talk to most of the time. But then like he'll start coughing and he can feel his organs, and I'm just like, okay, bro. Talk to you when you're normal again.
I'll talk to you when your organs stop moving or whatever they're doing.
Like, I don't know. Oh man.
Oh, that's funny.
We've had quite a few characters there. I've loved some of the people who just like came and gone. Like one guy I miss so much. He was fucking dis bitch for a while.
He was what?
Dish bitch.
Is that what you call him?
Sometimes.
Dish bitch.
Dish bitch.
Do you have a fancy nickname?
No, we're just the cooks.
Okay. Cunts? What? Anyway.
No.
Anyway, dish bitch.
He was dish bitch for a while, and he was meme lord. He was like a fucking meme lord type of dude. And we Oh, God. The main reason why I miss him so much, though, is because I wouldn't get shit done with him around sometimes. Like, I'm at the point now with my job that I can just get my shit done. Like, yeah. I'm just, like, doing it.
But you're also easily distracted.
I can have fun and everything. But this guy, oh, my God, did we just had... We were like, the goofing off had a bit too much fun at work sometimes, but dude, it was fun as hell. Like, I don't regret it at all.
Did your manager like, have to, like, get on your butt?
One time, so, like, we have cameras.
Yeah.
From, like, up in the office and everything that, like, are live, so she can see us sometimes. If she's just up there, like, doing paperwork or something, she'll be, like, checking on the cameras or just, like, whatever every once in a while. Right? It's not anything, like, weird. It's just, like... Oh my God, they stopped working for a second. Oh my God, they checked his phone.
Yeah, like, I fucking hate places
Don't care. She doesn't care about that, but it's when it's like every time she looks up at the screen, we're not doing anything still. Then
what
she'll
would you be doing? I know you. You'd probably like dancing around.
We would either be dancing around or I'd just be like talking and laughing with this guy. Like the one time he pulled out his phone, and it was like almost closing time. It was past closing time. So, like, there's no customers or whatever around. But he pulled out his phone, and we started talking about the fucking Piano Man meme, where it's just, like, sad, you know?
Yeah.
And it was...
Oh, no.
It makes me laugh so much still to this day. It was just this seagull, and you know how, like, they just jump off when they're like, alright, gotta learn how to fly, right? This bird did not know how to fly yet.
Oh, no!
And he just jumped down basically the Grand Canyon. It was the longest Piano Man I've ever seen. And then he just... And the song restarted every time he hit something else.
Wait, he just kept hitting things?
It was just like different rocks and cliffs. Like, this bird was so dead.
No.
And I felt awful, but at the same time, like, this was... Funny as shit. Like,
Darwinism at its finest. You have to show me that later.
So
you have
good.
To show me that.
It was just like this baby, it was like this seal or like something. I don't know what the fuck it was. It was just like this white bird.
Oh, fucking no. Deaded.
And we were cry laughing in the middle of the kitchen. Like, I was like... down on my knees, I'm like, oh my God! I don't know what made it so funny to me on that specific day. But like, and like, we had other moments too, where like, we had like the fighting back and forth, like the play fighting type shit, like we just mean like, fuck bitch, and like whatever else. And it got to the point like where we didn't get like actually heated, but it just kept escalating the play fighting. And at some point, I was like, if you do that, I will take a spiteful shit on your flat top. It was my favorite quote. And any of my friends would go, I need to keep my own quote book, but I don't have the fucking attention span for that. Like, oh my God, he's like, I will take a spiteful shit on your flat top. I will walk up there, stand on it, and just... pop a squat.
Just drop your drawers.
It'll just like...
hot shit.
Fucking great.
Oh my God. Dude, imagine the smell if you did that.
No.
That's nasty.
Dude, we had this one guy. His name was John. He was this old Italian dude. New York. He was not Italian, sorry. He was this old New York dude. He had like the New York accent and everything. Hey. It was fucking great.
Oh, please don't pull on that.
I'm not like pulling.
Oh, don't touch it. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. You're gonna pull it down, Bird! I'm gonna kick your ass. I have some curtains hanging up from a rod that's like stuck in between my door frame and he's yanking on it. Being a little bitch.
It's not going nowhere. It's pretty solid.
If it falls, I hope it hits your head. I hope, like, that thing is metal. It's gonna hurt.
Oh man.
Anyway, yeah. So New Yorker dude.
He used to work at this like super authentic French restaurant, mm-hmm. and there was like French people working there as well, like mm-hmm. the French cooks and everything, and then it was just like this one New York dude was back there too. It was fucking great.
It sounds like a sitcom.
Him and this other dude, he wasn't French either, actually. Now that he wanted, so like these two American cooks were back there as well with all these French guys, and apparently, if you throw just a wad of wet basil on a flat top, it smells like reefer.
Like marijuana?
Yeah. Dude. Like, full on, like... Dude. Just marijuana. And the French, like, higher-up manager cook dude would just, like, walk by there. What is that fucking smoking in my kitchen?
Did he actually say
stupid Americans! Just looking at the fucking flat top. It was my favorite, like, this story. Like, he told it a couple times.
Oh my god, it's so funny.
He'd be talking about...
he, like, immediately assumed the Americans were smoking. Oh, yeah.
And he would be talking about how, like, these French guys were way too specific. And, like, so they... When you chop romaine, like, you cut it in a certain way, to where they basically come out to, like, little squares.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was like, you are chopping the fucking romaine wrong! You have to cut it inch by inch squares, you stupid America!
Oh my god.
Just, like, all the time.
Was he, like, an asshole, or was he, like, joking around? Like, you stupid American!
I don't fucking know. He was an angry French man. Yeah. And, like, this is a story from John, so, like, I don't fucking know.
Okay. I don't know.
And John was just telling the story that way. It's fucking great, though.
You're gonna fuck up the audio doing that. Stop!
Earthquake!
Oh, are you gonna walk around, Fern? You gonna walk around for us?
Fuck you. I already got up and shook my titties. I don't know.
Hello, this is editing Seth here. I had to cut out a little bit of audio, but the next conversation you hear is basically just Dennis talking about two of his online friends that he met through playing games on PS4. So just so you know what he's talking about in this next segment.
So I was Mr. Biggums, then I switched to Captain just because I thought it was funny. And then we had Gavin's was Burrito Jelly Clap.
Burrito Jelly Clap.
Clap. Clap, yeah.
I like mine better.
And then, Shakes was Big Papa Shake. And then we all switched because I switched to Captain. They switched to fucking Sergeant and Private. We just took military names. But when mine is actually spelled that so that it can be both Captain as in, like, military captain or captain of a ship. Like pirate captain. Like, it's just really, like,
is that different?
Well, no, like, it's, I guess not. Captain as, like, just like the abbreviations, I believe, is C-A-P-T.
Oh.
And mine is C-A-P-T-N, I think.
Captain.
So it'd be like Captain. Captain. But yeah, and then Shake is Sergeant Shake, and then we got Private Donut.
Private Donut.
It's great.
That's awesome.
And the reason why we call Donut Donut is because Shake was drunk as fuck the first time he met him, and he saw Burrito Jelly Cloud. He was like, all he could think of was jelly donuts. And from that point on, that's when he called him Donut. It's pretty great.
I like jelly donuts.
And now he's just Donut forever now, because he's also that with his gamer tag now, too.
That's cute.
That's pretty cool.
Jelly Burrito Clap.
Burrito Jelly Clap.
Oh, Burrito Jelly Clap. I can't fucking say it. Burrito Jelly Clap.
Yeah.
It sounds like a...
I don't know why, but also, Gavin is, like, the youngest of us, so...
Like,
Shake?
19? 18? 20?
I think he's 17 now.
He's 17?
Yeah, we're friends with a 17-year-old online. I think Shake is, like, 26, and I'm 21, and then Gavin's like 17, and me and Shake both live up here, and then Gavin lives in fucking Florida.
Oh.
Which is big rips for him, but big rips. Fucking Florida. Ew.
Ugh. Who would willingly be in Florida?
Not a minor, I guess. Like, he's not willingly living there. He doesn't want to be there. He says it sucks too.
What does he hate about it? Does he ever say? Is it the heat? Is it the people?
Mostly the people.
Okay.
Which checks out, honestly.
Maddie says that the people down there are awful. She's been to Florida a few times.
Yeah. Just a lot of old people.
A lot of old, mean old people.
Oh, man. And we're talking about getting gamer house and everything, just like all of us living together and shit.
Oh my god.
I don't know how well that'll work out, but
it probably wouldn't.
No, probably not. But yeah. I've drank and played video games now a couple times. It's a lot of fun.
Does it like look or feel different when you drink?
I'm slow.
You're slow.
I've learned that I have like different modes of like drunkenness. So when I'm tipsy, I'm just happy Dennis. And then as soon as I get like more drunk, I'm still happy, like I'm fine, pie robot. Like I take like individual moves, and like,
oh, you're just like slow and
yes, my communication between what I want to do and what I'm actually doing is very slow. That's why I slur, and I just robot grab things. Like, okay. I'll put my arm down, move it forward, grab, peck it out, bring to mouth, drink. Like,
I'm the opposite. I think I have surprisingly good control over my body when I'm drunk.
But,
like, I remember, you weren't there, but I had some friends over drinking, and you know how the living room's set up with the tables, and the one table is really low, and the chairs, and it was hard for me to walk around everybody, so I was just stepping on the table, and as I got more and more drunk, I was like, oh god, I better be careful, I'm gonna fall down and crack my head open. Nope, not even once. I was actually pretty good at, like, standing up and, like, but
how
then,
drunk were you, though?
I was getting pretty fucking drunk. I was really drunk. And Kevin was there too. Kevin cannot hold his liquor, and Kevin saw me standing on the table, and he was like, oh, I want to do that too. And so he gets up and stands on the little couch, and I was like, Kevin, no, please get down. And he's like, oh, you're doing it. And I was like, Kevin, please don't. Like, I'm also I'm the voice of reason I'm the voice of reason, friend. Like, several times I had to tell I had to sit Kevin down and be like, Kevin, you're being a little bit too rowdy. I need you to a little bit, okay? And he's like, okay, I'm sorry.
That's great.
Kevin is awesome. I love Kevin. That same night we got drunk, we ended up in the kitchen area. I think we were all like getting water and just like hanging out. Everyone had to pee, of course. And at one point, me and Sam wasn't drinking, but me and Sam were just like talking and hanging out, everyone else in the kitchen, and Kevin comes up to me and he puts his hands on my shoulders, he looks me right in the eye, and he's like, I have to take a shit, and he just runs to the bathroom. And me and Sam laughed so hard, we both fell to the floor. Like, I fell to the floor. I was rolling on the carpet, just laughing, and Sam was too. And why are you looking at me like
that? I don't know. I'm enjoying. Sorry.
And then, because I was on the floor, Lizzie and Chong and everyone else ended up on the floor, and then Kevin comes out, and he's like, why is everyone on the floor? And he just goes, plop. And he's, like, pawing on Lizzie, and like, like giving her hugs and
Kevin
stuff.
Kevin sounds awesome.
I love Kevin. He's so different when he's drunk. Because when he's sober, he's like quiet, straight man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's kind of a little bit of a prude sometimes. But when he's drunk, he's fun.
Nice.
He turns into a little kid. Like, I remember drinking at Lizzie's house. He was like, I was smoking and he was really drunk. And he was like, Seth, and he was like on my arm the whole time. I was like, Kevin, I need you to calm the fuck down. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, Seth.
kept going.
Pretty much. And I was like, Kevin, stop.
Kevin, stop. Kevin, stop.
Stop, stop. You're drunk, Kevin, stop.
Kevin, you're home, go drunk.
You're home, go drunk.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh my god.
Do you have any fun drunk stories, Ryan?
I don't know. I mean, my first time drinking was fucking great.
When was your... Was I there for that?
No.
No?
No, you were not. Well, I mean, sorry, no. That wasn't my first time drinking, actually.
Because, like, me, you, Tyler,
my, and Sinna... My first time when I turned 21, I mean. When I turned 21 and I went out drinking for my birthday.
we're just casually fun. Mentioning breaking the law. We've all done it. All right, what happened
like, on your 20... For real, though, honestly. Like,
yeah, we've all done
Everyone's done it.
Everyone's like, done it.
Anyway, but no.
So what'd you do on your 21st, Ryan?
We went to, like...
You celebrated with your family, right?
Family, work friends, and Eric, okay. I think, was all of them. Eric is another best friend.
Yep, you remember him from the Bonding with the Boys podcast.
There you go. He was there. The Hispanic sounding one. The Hispanic sounding
one. How do you sound
you
Hispanic?
You can probably hear the jawline.
It's in the form of like, ching, you know, like a sharp.
Every time we move, like.
It sounds like a knife hitting another knife.
Ching, ching, ching. You do that as he's talking. Oh, man.
Anyway, as his bones are touching and going up and down or whatever jaws do. Anyway, so what did you drink for your 21st? Do you remember?
A lot.
Like, what'd you try?
I kind of let my dad choose everything for me to get me started. And he started me off on the most alcoholic drink I've ever seen.
What is it?
It's called a Long Island iced tea.
Oh, you've mentioned this before.
No tea in that bitch.
There's no tea.
Not a single drop. There's not even... There's either a little bit of Coke, or it's just the rum that gives it the color of tea.
Jesus Christ.
But it is mostly a bunch of different clear liquors, like, for most of the glass, then a little bit of rum and Coke for color of it.
Doesn't it taste nasty?
It doesn't taste that bad, actually.
Wow, okay. I like, hate straight alcohol.
Well, that's the thing, though, is that if you mix a whole bunch of different ones, like, yeah, it still tastes like alcohol, but it's got, like, the hint of other things. I got fucked up off of that one, like, right away.
Is that your first drink?
Yeah, that was my first drink of the night.
Jesus Christ.
It was insane.
Do you know what the clear liquids are, like vodka and whatnot?
Yeah, no. I'm sure there was a little bit, but I'm not sure. I have no idea. I mean, I'm sure you can look it up, like, what's all in Long Island iced tea, but, yeah. That's what my dad started me with. And then I had something called an Alabama Slammer.
Uh-huh, you mentioned that.
A Kamikaze.
Uh-huh.
And after that, it was just a bunch of different things. My favorite of the night, though, and something that I still drink, was a raspberry Bacardi and lemonade.
Oh, that sounds good.
It was fucking tasty, and it's like my favorite thing now to mix lemonade with.
Yeah, lemonade tastes amazing.
Different vodkas.
Yeah,
just
vodka.
Like everything lemonade. Else. I mix it with a whole bunch of different stuff.
Yeah.
I am a vodka person.
Me too.
I do not do the whiskey.
I'm okay with whiskey.
Like the rum. Like, that's like...
Is it like too hard for you?
It makes me hot. Like, yeah. After I take a little bit of it, I'm just like... Hot.
Yeah, whiskey makes you sweat.
Yeah.
At least for me. Whiskey makes me puke too.
Yeah. That's the thing. Is that like, I don't like that feeling.
Yeah. Have you had tequila, Fern?
Huh?
Have you had tequila?
Yeah.
Tequila
okay
makes
with,
me puke.
I'm okay with tequila. And, like, margaritas and stuff. Like, those are bad. I don't mind that stuff.
Had a margarita.
I had... Oh, my God. This was a fucking night, actually.
Oh, no.
When I... So, first time drinking online for gaming. And just, like, playing video games. I don't remember what we were really playing all that much. Like, we kind of hopped around for different games. I wasn't doing good in any game. Well, no, that's not true. We played Rainbow Six Siege, and I got a fucking 7K still.
I don't know what that means, but good
for you. I got 7 kills, and...
Oh, I thought it said 7K, like, points.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, fine. But, yeah, I had 7 kills, and, like, 2 deaths, and a lot of assists. I earned first place.
Oh, nice.
And we just fucking kicked ass. I think we only played, like, because, like, we won all 3 rounds. So it was only 3 rounds, so there was a potential for 15 kills, and I got 7. So I got over half of all the kills out of 5 people on our team. It was pretty great. And I was drunk as hell. And I was doing, like, pretty damn good on Rainbow Six Siege for being drunk as fuck. But anyway, that first night drinking, I had those fucking seltzers that I really like, actually. They're okay.
Bud Light?
Start with an S.
Oh, Seagram? No, not Seagram.
No.
I don't know. I used to work in a liquor store. I feel like I would remember.
I don't remember either. But, like, they're, like, these bottles, and they're good. They're tasty. And I had those for, like, just, like, the regular stuff to drink. I had, like, a case and a half of those.
Jesus. A case and a half to yourself?
Yeah.
How much is in a case?
I had a double shot of vodka, and then I had, like, 2 screwdrivers. And then I had the fucking kicker of the night.
What was it?
Was blackberry brandy.
Oh.
Which was just not okay.
Did it taste bad?
It tasted okay, but it was the whiskey.
Yeah, like, I can, mixing drinks is not a
I
good
can
idea.
Feel it.
Yeah.
I was not okay.
The heartburn was real.
Yeah, I, like, almost vomited.
Oof.
And I tried to mix it with a bunch of other shit.
Oh my god.
Well, not like a bunch of different alcohols, but, like, just like a bunch. Like, I had, like, lemonade and, like, different juices and stuff with me, too. So I tried it, but nothing was really working. And, like,
yeah, I don't know what you would put with blackberry brandy.
So much, yeah.
I guess, like, Coke or something.
Yeah.
Because you usually put dark with dark.
So, yeah. I was drunk as hell that night. It was pretty good.
Oh, dude, you know, have you ever had Baja Blast Mountain Dew? I would love to try something with Baja Blast Mountain Dew.
I don't think it tastes that different from regular Mountain Dew, to be honest. But, like, I don't really drink sodas, though, so.
Yeah, no. I have quite the palate for sodas.
I've been drinking more carbonated shit now.
Oh,
I'm still not okay with it.
But, you're not okay with it.
I've been drinking more carbonated shit because of alcohol. Because every little thing that you drink is all fucking carbonated. All the seltzers and everything is always got carbonation.
How do you feel about beer?
Which is why my favorite thing to drink is the fucking lemonade and Bacardi or lemonade and vodka and whatever else. I don't like beer, though.
Me neither.
I don't really like beer.
It tastes nasty. And they're you have to get an acquired taste. If it tastes like shit right off the bat, why would I suffer?
Why would I want an acquired taste for
it? Yeah, exactly. They say the same thing about coffee, but at least with coffee, you can sweeten it and, like, slowly. Beer is just shitty piss water. Like, you can't put anything in beer to make it taste better until you get that taste, so it's like, fuck you.
Apparently, dude, I've seen some weird shit being, like, in bars and shit, like, going out drinking with people. It's strange. Some of the things that people order, like, the fucking Bloody Marys, and, like, some people do, like, pickles.
Ew.
Like, whole-ass pickle spears just, like, in there, and I'm like, what,
pickle
dude?
Juice?
Pickle beer is a thing, actually, too.
That's so nasty. I've had pickle soda. It tasted so bad. You might as well have just taken pickle juice from a jar and, like, carbonated it. That was basically what it was.
That's probably what it was.
That's accurate,
that's
but also,
it, that
like, that doesn't mean it's gonna taste okay.
I mean,
just because you can doesn't mean you should.
I don't think that's the point of them, honestly. I feel like those are just, like, prank gifts, if anything.
Oh, you're not supposed to drink?
No, they're drinkable.
Yeah.
I feel like anybody who enjoys pickle soda is just a psychopath.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Like, my thought process is, if you're gonna make a drink to drink, you should make it taste okay.
Okay, but, like, with any kind of soda, what do you want it to taste like? want it to taste sweet. Uh-huh. You want it to taste good. Uh-huh. You don't want savory soda.
Yeah.
Or bitter soda.
Exactly. So why are they making it?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. They exist and people still buy them. I don't know why. I feel like they're for the exact same reason that you did. Like, oh, this should be interesting. Oh, yeah. It does taste like pickles. Doesn't mean it tastes good. And then you dump the rest out.
Yeah, that's what I did. Yeah. I kept the bottle. I have it somewhere.
And that's how they make their profit off of those.
For wasting 95% of their product. That's funny.
I definitely feel like
they're completely.
You could probably get the same thing, but just like have little shots of them. Shots of fucking pickled soda.
I would love a tiny shot of pickle soda.
Exactly. Yeah. You just drink it and you're like, huh, that was a thing. And
no,
then
just
you
leave it on my shelf. Just a little dude.
Yeah.
Oh, I watched the Andrew Garfield movies.
Nice.
When the second one sucked.
I think that was. That was the one where she died, right?
Yeah, where she falls from the tower and he, like, almost saves her, but then she smacks her head. Noise she makes when she hits her head,
it's
splat.
Everyone fucking cringes at that noise.
Yeah.
And that's a very...
Yeah, Maddie had never seen the movie before, so she, like, went back and she's like, what the fuck was that noise? And it was just, like, it was, like, a really moist, like, like, it was nasty.
That was her neck.
Oh, I thought that... Okay. Wait, so does she hit her head or does her neck snap? Or both?
Yes.
Okay.
That's how it happens.
Okay. I thought that she was just high enough that she hit her head hard enough that the back of her head was like, okay, you're done.
I mean, that's probably it, but, like, her neck definitely snaps. Like, a height from that hall...
Yeah, and then just stop.
A fall from that height, and then, like, just fucking... Any sort of hitting on something solid, going at that speed, especially if it's just anywhere on your head, your neck is probably breaking.
Yeah. I'm glad they didn't go, like, the gory route. They probably could have, but they didn't.
Yeah, no.
You just see her head smash like a watermelon. Roll credits.
It's not okay. It's not okay.
Neither was Andrew.
Oh my god. That's not okay.
I'm sure there's like an alternative cut somewhere that someone made.
God.
Oh, it's funny. Dude, the Harry in that movie. Can we talk about Harry? He's a bitch.
I don't remember Harry.
Okay, so basically what happens in Spider-Man, The Amazing Spider-Man 2, it's with Andrew Garfield. I don't remember the actor for Harry, but it's not James Franco. And James Franco's Harry annoys me too, but this dude, he looks like a discount Draco Malfoy. He looks like Draco Malfoy if he was American and not bleach blonde. And so the story, like, they barely, like, Harry's not even in the first movie, I don't think. And then Harry just appears because the goblin dies, and they have, like, a disease. Like, it's, like, genetic. It's called goblinitis.
Ew.
It's like a made-up disease, and it's like slowly killing Harry, and Harry inherits, this is before he knows it's killing him, but like he inherits the company, and Andrew is like, oh, I heard about your dad, I'm so sorry, and you learn that they were like friends as kids, and it's been like 8 years since they've talked to each other, which like fine, okay, that's a cool way of like reinterpreting the story, whatever, but then later on in the movie, Harry is like, he's like, oh shit, I'm dying, I need an antidote, and he's like, oh, Spider-Man's blood could help me, because Spider-Man has, like, healing and shit, you know, abilities, and so he doesn't know Andrew is Spider-Man yet, and so he's like, hey, you take photographs of him, you're my friend, you should talk to Spider-Man for me. And it's just, like, the entitlement is real. Like he's like, you're my best friend, you have to help. Like, you haven't talked to this guy in 8 years. What do you mean he's your best friend? Like, I guess if he was your only friend, I guess he is technically your best friend. But, like, he acts like, we go from, we haven't talked to each other in nearly a decade, to, we're buddies now, you have to help me.
We go way back.
Yeah, we go way fucking back. And then when he finds out he's Spider-Man and, whatever. He's just like, you betrayed me! Spider-Man betrayed me! Like, what do you mean he betrayed? Because, like, Andrew's scared that Harry is gonna die because of his blood. Because, like, you don't know what's gonna happen. You know, science is unpredictable. And so Spider-Man says, no, thank you. I don't want to give you my blood. I'm scared I'm gonna hurt you somehow. And so Harry flips the fuck out. He's like, you're supposed to help people. I can't believe. Like, he sounds like a fucking Karen. It was awful. It was awful. The entire, like, I sort of liked Harry at first. Like, the dynamic between the two was okay. Yeah. But, like, once he got to the sickness part, the whole movie is just a mess, dude. Mm-hmm. But the Harry part was pissing us off because he was just acting like an entitled little bitch the whole time. And I mean, then...
kind of checks out. His name is Harry Osborn. I don't know if you know anything about Osborn. Fucking...
Osborns are known for being bitches.
I mean, yeah, kinda.
His name is Harold. And then when I found out his, like, full name is Harold, I was like, Harold Potter. Do you like cats, Fern?
Yeah.
Would you ever have a cat?
Alex has cats.
Oh, she does? What are they named?
One of them is Greaser.
I love that.
I don't remember the other thing.
Oh, okay. My friend Lizzie has a cat named Shitty.
Also called Monkey.
Monkey.
She calls Greaser Monkey.
Monkey. Does he look like a monkey?
No, not really, but... Oh, Monkey.
I like cats. I'm liking cats more now that I have friends with cats and interacting with them.
Cats are pretty high. I like cats. I feel like cats would be...
I like talkative cats. The ones that meow. Easier
animal to take care of, but like... They're also fucking assholes. Like, while I was over at Alex's place, we were just sitting there watching TV, and this fucking Greaser just walks up and sits right in front of the TV. Like, middle of the screen and everything. Worst part is, there's a Mountain Dew bottle open on the edge of it, and I was like, oh no, he's probably gonna do something with that. But I didn't say it. I just thought this. I was, like, watching the bottle. I was like, he's probably gonna, like, walk past it and accidentally knock it off or something. No, he looks at me, looks at the bottle, and slaps it just all over the floor. And I was like, bruh. He just read my mind. It was like, you right?
Fuck you.
Like, I was like, oh my God. That's so funny. I was just thinking it for so long.
He read your fucking mind.
For real.
He knew what you were thinking.
It's like, oh, this?
I don't know if I showed you this, but I saw this video of cats. They were doing an experiment, so they put, like, I don't remember what they put, but they put, like cups or balls or something, like, something that sits still unless you touch it, and they had these cats walk through these little obstacle courses to see if they would knock them over or if they would... No, all of them were, like, twisting and contorting to perfectly... walk through every single obstacle course. Yep. Not a single cat knocked anything over. That's how you know if they knock shit over, even if it's accidental.
It's so on purpose.
It is completely on purpose.
They are so coordinated animals. Like they are able to do the thing that octopi do, where technically an octopus is able to fit through any hole that its beak can fit through. So it has a beak underneath its tentacles and everything. If the beak is this big, it can fit through a hole this big.
How is that possible?
Because they're mostly water. They just like...
What did you do?
For real, like, you can just like squeeze through anything. It's squeeze. Kind of fucking weird. But cats can kind of do the same thing.
Their whiskers?
No.
Oh.
It's, they don't have a collarbone.
Oh.
So
they just
mostly
like...
their head. Mostly it's their head. That they can fit through, or, like, a little bit bigger than their head. They can fit through anything.
Yeah. If they're, like, a fat-ass cat.
I mean, like, that's a little different.
Yeah.
But even then, kind of, like, still can probably fit through pretty well.
Yeah, fat cats are surprisingly... Yeah. I love fat cats so much. God, I fucking love fat cats.
But yeah, it's... Cats are fucking coordinated as hell. Mm-hmm.
And then there's dogs.
For real.
Yeah, they're so stupid. God.
Like, Coco. Coco is pretty coordinated. Like, she jumps all over the couch and shit. But, like, she's still nowhere near as good as a cat. Like, Coco can jump, like, onto that bed, right?
Yeah. So, like, 2 feet?
She can jump pretty high, and, like, if she kind of misses, she can, like, kind of wheel herself up, right? But cats can jump up to this table. Uh-huh. They can jump, if they really wanted to, on the top of that dresser.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane. They got fucking legs for days.
Yeah.
And they will land softly and perfectly every time. They can jump off of things that way, too.
Mm-hmm.
It gets fucking cool as hell, actually.
Mm-hmm. Is it true that they always land on their feet, or is that just
the way they're able to contort their body, they will at least land two paws on the ground.
Interesting.
The way that they can, like, twist in midair, it's fucking dope. If you, like, slow it down, I've seen videos... Why they do that?
Must be an evolutionary thing.
Yeah. It's a little bit more difficult if it's, like, a really long drop. And normally they'll just die from that. But
hopefully it'll go splat. How far can a cat fall without, like, injuring or dying?
That's a good question.
That is a good question. Have they tried it before?
Do you do horror shit? You do horror shit, don't you?
You know, you would think with me being so into true crime... I would be super into horror movies. I only barely dabble, though.
Yeah.
I That's hate right. you were just jump talking. Scares. Yeah. I hate jump scares.
Too. I hate it, too. There's no point.
There's no point. I prefer, like I already told you, I saw...
Like the creepy
saw.
Shit.
Yeah, creepy psychological shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, it makes you think.
Alex is into that shit, too.
Oh, yeah.
She's also into the other horror shit, too. But, like, the psychological weird shit is the stuff that she was, like, showing me. Some of them are just... weird. Dude, I like, have I talked to you about Paranormal Activity yet?
The movie? No.
Yeah, like, I've
never seen it.
I am 21 years old, and I just saw it. like a lot of people have already seen this movie. It wasn't bad, no. And you know what's great about that movie, too?
What?
The guy who made it, Paranormal Activity, is now, like, a huge series. Like, there's a whole bunch of Paranormal Activity movies, right?
Uh-huh.
And I think there's even a show, and, like, people, there's reoccurring characters and everything. You know what it started with? I think there's a theme for them, too, but it's, like, a found footage type film.
Yeah.
And this one was made with basically those cameras,
mm-hmm.
with the found footage and shit, and then, like, little to no CGI,
mm-hmm.
and the rest was just, like...
Puppets?
No, not puppets. Maybe puppets. I don't fucking know. They had a budget of, I think, $15,000.
Dude.
That is... I don't know if anybody else here knows about, like, cinema, but that is such a low number.
Yeah, that is so insanely low.
For a movie that did that well...
Yeah.
I think it grossed, like, several millions.
Jesus Christ. Like, right off the bat, too, or did it take a while to take
I'm not
place?
Sure. I don't know that much, but I know that it's a huge series now, so it made a shit ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy just... Like, $15,000 is... While it's very far from, like, us, but, like, that is something that is achievable for one person.
Yeah, like, you and I could very easily pull together $15,000 if we really wanted
if
to.
If we really, really tried.
Yeah.
And then they made that movie, and now he's a fucking millionaire.
Yeah, that's insane.
Because there's several more movies of it now, too. Like, that is awesome. And I don't know, it's just, like, it's, like, a weird, like, I'm proud of this guy.
Yeah.
We're, like... doing that shit.
Good
like,
job,
like,
dude.
Hell yeah, like, good shit, bro.
Hell yeah. And if the movie's good, that's even better. Like,
it was
sometimes
good,
it's like bullshit where it's like, oh, this movie sucks, but people like it for some reason. Now this guy that barely even tries is
it was unnerving,
awesome.
And it was good, and like the ending was nice, and like it had like a slow beginning, but it was supposed to,
mm-hmm.
and everything. Like, it was good. It was
slow
a good fucking
movie.
But, like, she's showing me all kinds of stuff like that now.
Have you watched Saw yet?
No.
You should watch Saw with her if she likes it.
What is it on?
When my friend and I watched it, it was on... I'll have to ask him what it was, but it was, like, a pirating site. Free movies.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah, but, like, it worked. He just typed it in and it popped up, so I'll ask him what website that was. Otherwise, I'm sure it's somewhere. Like,
yeah,
just
I
Google where to watch it. I might have to pay a couple dollars, but it's worth it. Saw is so good. The second one is a little bit less good, but I still like it. I haven't seen any of the other
ones. Did we fully watch this? Did we watch this together? Was it the A Quiet Place?
A Quiet Place. I've never seen A Quiet Place.
No? Okay. We had it in school, actually.
Oh. Like...
Yeah.
Our school?
Yeah.
Really?
It was,
okay.
It was like, it was, held in the
Oh, like an event.
Kind of, yeah. It was like a little.
I think I probably opted out.
They used the auditorium. Like,
you know how I am. I opted out. Yeah. I got the fuck out of there.
It was a little school thing. They used the auditorium as like a movie theater and then just like set up the.
Yeah, I think I showed up for, like, the very end, but I didn't watch any of it. I was just like, hey, I'm here.
It's actually one of my favorite movies, period.
Really?
But it's not really that horror-y. I think there's, like, a total...
Horror-y?
Horror-y. I don't know. But, like, it's mostly a thriller, and it's just, like, a really cool concept to me. A Quiet Place is just about these aliens who, there's no explanation to the alien things.
Yeah,
they're just these,
like,
creatures that are here and have terrorized humans for quite a number of years now.
Mm-hmm.
And
they have to be quiet.
They are super sensitive to noise.
Okay.
So everything they do has to be quiet. If you talk out loud at any level, whisper anything, they will hear you.
How do they communicate?
The alien things?
Oh, no, the humans.
Humans, sign language.
Really? The entire thing is in ASL?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
Most of the movie is very quiet, actually. Like, there's not a lot of noise or anything going on.
Well, yeah, duh.
In the movie.
Do they have, like...
And there's one part in the movie where there's people talking.
Uh-huh.
And that is next to a waterfall. Because... The aliens can't kill a waterfall. They can't get rid of it, so they just avoid it.
Uh-huh.
They can't stop that.
Do they hate noise? That's why they...
Yes, they're super sensitive to it.
So they hate
it. And they hate it.
Okay.
So, like, they fucking just destroy anything.
So if you make any noise, they're like, fuck you, and they kill you.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
But this family is doing really well because they already had a daughter that was deaf.
Uh-huh.
So, like... They all do sign language already anyway, so everything after that was
I
want
to watch it.
Planning. It's fucking good.
Maybe you
dude.
And I should watch it.
And, like, I won't spoil.
Yeah, don't
any
spoil
of, like,
anything.
The important
but, like,
parts, but I'm just explaining the entire concept of it.
Yeah,
they have
really
a Quiet
cool.
Place too. So if we do watch it, we'll watch both movies.
You know what we should do? We should watch it and then talk about it in a podcast. Like, review it. Let's do it.
Oh man. But yeah, it's really good, though. I enjoyed, like, the entire, like, world-changing aspect of it. Like,
hell
I think
yeah.
They tried to do the same thing with the fucking... That one movie. What the fuck was that movie called? Where, like, you can look at anything.
Huh?
It became a stupid trend where people would, like, blindfold and everything.
What Bird Box?
Bird Box, thank you. Yeah, that's the one. That
I've
one
never
was,
seen
like,
Bird
around
Box.
The same thing, but I've never seen it either, so I can't, like... I feel like it was the same type of, like, world
I feel
changing.
Like the title of Bird Box turned me off. Like, what the fuck is that? Like,
yeah.
It's such a stupid name. A Quiet Place is ominous and, like, ooh, what's that? Bird Box is like, oh, is that a cartoon?
But also, one thing that I hated about that movie, though, was, like, your logic. Live next to the waterfall, lol.
That's
so
good.
Easy. Like, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, why don't you live next to the waterfall?
Like, I suppose it would be kind of hard to, like, set up camp, but you could do it slowly, and you have soundproofing. Like, the opposite of soundproofing. Just live next to the waterfall.
Yeah, waterfalls are dope.
That is immediately what I would do. I would just build a little lean-to until I build an actual fucking cabin or something. Just... Right next to the waterfall.
There we go.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, make a little village right next to it. Hell yeah.
And that is the end of our podcast. Dennis and I had a lot of fun making this, so if you enjoyed listening to it, expect that he'll be on here again. We do plan on making another one. I also plan on making an episode with Maddie eventually, so... Look forward to that. But anyway, thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.